You're back listening to Next Man Up, and I'm here with Coach K. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right, first question today. How do you think the Warsaw game went?
Really well. Defense, we pitched another shutout and, you know, forced six turnovers. You know, we had three interceptions, a couple fumble recoveries. They tried a fake punt, turnover on downs, that kind of thing. Held them under 60 yards total offense, so we've had back-to-back weeks where we've held the opponent under 100 yards total offense. So I thought defense is playing well. You know, last week we had to come up with a different type of scheme because their offense was so much option-oriented in the flex bone. This week it's quite different for us because of who we're playing, with the spread offense that they run and the screens and the big quarterback they got with the big arm. So defense is going to have to adjust. It also involves us to adjusting personnel. Last week we were a four-linebacker set. This week it won't be a four-linebacker set. So a lot of moving parts going on, but I like the way our defense is playing. I think we're playing fast. I think we're playing physical. We just have to clean up the mental. On the offensive side, we're clicking. We're, you know, we almost 400 yards offense again this week, you know, 34 points. But again, we blew some scores inside the red zone. Scores that instead of being up 14-0 at half, you're up 28-0 at half or 35-0 at half and things like that. So we can't turn the ball over in the red zone. And then the kicking game is solid. I wouldn't call it elite yet. We missed a couple PATs, had a bad snap on one of them. We really didn't punt much. I think we punted once on Friday. Kickoff coverage was good. We got to be a little more disciplined in our lanes on kickoff coverage. Didn't get a chance to do any kickoff returns. They put it in the end zone. They only had the one kickoff, so we really didn't get a chance to do any kickoff returns. But I like the direction of our special teams. I just don't think we're as efficient as we need to be in that area at this point.
For this game, especially, there was a defensive player who got an award for it. Who were the top performers?
Defensively, you had Caleb Elkins, who's sophomore, with two interceptions. You had Tay Dungy with his first high school interception. Some of your top performers were, you have to almost go through the D-line. You know, you have Shanklin and Burris, who they literally changed their blocking scheme to account for those two, which it's hard for people to see that in the stands, and you think those ends aren't doing anything, but they went from a veer team where they don't block the D-end to a veer team where they're blocking the D-end and kind of turning our tackles loose. That's why J.J. Finch had seven tackles, four tackles for loss, one quarterback sack, two caused fumble, one fumble recovery. And then Marcus Bell, the other tackle, had seven tackles, four assists, a couple tackles for loss. So those two had really big games, but it was really a combination of what they're doing in the with the DNs and how they changed their blocking schemes. On the offensive side, I thought Garnett and James Clark ran hard. I thought offensive passing-wise, at times, we were efficient with the ball. We got it to people in space. They made plays. We threw for 160. You know, Kyron Williams got his first touchdown reception of his high school career. So I thought we did really well there, too, just not consistent enough. And, again, we've got to cut back on the turnovers. We've had six turnovers in two games. Defense has forced eight turnovers, so we're a plus two. But we need to take care of the ball.
And as the Warriors start make play this week against North Central, how do you think we will finish in the conference?
Well, I really couldn't tell you. I think we've got a chance to compete. But the conference is really good. You've got North Central this week, who's got a really, really good quarterback, and three, number six, number seven, and number 13, three really good receivers. Their offensive line is young, but they're very large. They got a left tackle that's 6'6", 280. Their center, 6'3", 280. So they're going to give us trouble. Their defense, I think, flies around. I think they're very athletic. I think they get after it. And then you follow that next week with Lawrence Central, who everybody's saying, well, they haven't done this, they haven't done that. They got kids that are, they got a Division I tight end, a Division I quarterback. They are loaded. The next week you get Ben Davis, the defending 6A state champ, who's got arguably one of the best athletes in the state, who's a great young man, and Mark Zachary playing for him. And then you got Pike, who's 2-0. And 2 years ago, last year, you would have never thought you'd be here sitting here saying Pike's 2-0. So they flipped the switch. And then you follow that with Lawrence North, who's 2-0 and has walked through 2-0, done really well. Beat LC week one, beat Fort Wayne North week two. And then you finish, you're done with Mick play, and then you get the luxury of playing Carmel and Cathedral, two of the top 10 teams in the state. So we really don't have a break. We don't have a day off. We don't have a week off. And we're constantly preaching our kids that if you're happy with where you're at, then getting beat's going to happen. You got to be unsatisfied until you finish the journey.